1340-96.5 KVGC, time for a look at the latest on the local scene. Well, CAL FIRE, along with Amador County Fire Units, rolled to a small vegetation fire Sunday morning along Quartz Mountain Road. First reported just before 6, the fire was burning in a mixture of woodland and grass. When first crews arrived, they reported the fire at 1/8 of an acre, moving at a slow rate of spread, and that power lines were down in the area. By 6:30, the fire was contained to half an acre. A small crew of firefighters remained on scene, checking for hotspots and to assist PG&E. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff Marijuana Enforcement Unit eradicated over $2 million in illegal marijuana at two adjoining parcels off Avenue A in Mountain Ranch. Now, upon arrival at the scene Thursday, deputies contacted 10 people at the site. Several had identification documents or indicated they had traveled from several different countries, including Spain, Argentina, and Chile. Generators, fuel cans, and trash and debris scattered throughout. Notably, the cultivation sites contained improvised shower and lavatory structures. These were both within 20 to 30 feet of a natural water drainage leading into a large pond. Deputies seized 1,055 growing marijuana plants, 341 pounds of processed marijuana, various amounts of cocaine, codeine, ecstasy, and I always mess up the pronunciation here,
psilocybin
mushrooms, magic mushrooms as many people call them, concentrated marijuana hash, and methamphetamine. Now, much of the marijuana at the site had either been already fully processed and packaged for sale or was in the drying stage. The estimated value of the eradicated marijuana exceeds $2 million. Deputies placed 6 suspects under arrest. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call the Sheriff Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line at 754-6870.
And as COVID restrictions continue to ease in California, the number of those finding jobs climbed, including in the mother lode. California's unemployment rate dipped slightly to 7.9% from 8% in April as employers added 104,000 new jobs in May. In Friday's Employment Development Department report, it showed that the state gained 1.4 million jobs of the 2.7 million lost at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The mother lode saw better results than the state. Amador County's jobless rate dropped from 7% in April to 6.3% last month. Calaveras saw a drop from 5.9% to 5.4% in May. A total of 9 of the 11 industry sectors that report added jobs in May. A third, 62,000 of the jobs gained, came from the leisure and hospitality industry. Construction saw a decline of 1,600 jobs. Meanwhile, state officials announced on Thursday, starting on July 11th, they would no longer give unemployment benefits to people who are not actively looking for work. California had suspended that requirement during the pandemic. There remain about 2 million people still receiving unemployment benefits statewide. Nationwide, the state has accounted for 23% of all job growth since February. The U.S. unemployment rate is currently at 5.8%, a slight decline from April.
Well, a new and easy way to show proof of COVID vaccination announced for California. Instead of the paper card showing proof of COVID vaccination that can easily get lost or damaged, a digital record now available. The state's public health and tech departments announced Friday the new tool allows residents to access their records from its immunization registry. With the odds that someone is going to misplace their paper CDC card, a digital COVID-19 vaccine record provides a convenient backup. The record will show the same info as paper cards issued by CDC. It can be used to access businesses or events that require proof of the shot. To access that info, go to the state's website, enter your name, date of birth, and email or phone number associated with the vaccine records. Then you'll create a 4-digit PIN number. The record will include a QR code users can save to their mobile phones. Now, the digital record comes as California last week, lifted many pandemic-related restrictions, which no longer require vaccinated individuals to wear masks in most places.
And the Emmett County School District Food Service Department will once again be providing free meals to all children 18 years old and under through the Seamless Summer Meal Program. No pre-registration is required, and you do not have to be a county resident. Lunches will be available for pickup at Argonaut High School. The free meals will be served curbside from noon to 1 Monday through Friday. Children attending summer school will be provided lunch on site. All others will need to take advantage of the curbside service. Now, if you have any questions, you can contact the Food Service Department. Again, you'll need to come to Argonaut High School to pick up your lunches. They are free lunches from noon to 1 unless your child is enrolled in summer school, and lunch will be provided at that site.
An Amador Arts Council invites the public to view Miwok Patriots, a chronological exhibit of local Miwok wartime efforts. This exhibit tells the stories of the indigenous Miwok men and women who volunteered to serve in the U.S. Armed Forces. You'll learn about the role these patriotic Miwok people played in the wars throughout history, from the Revolutionary War to current day. Amador Arts able to make the exhibit possible through partnership with the Miwok Heritage Center and Amador Senior Center. The show runs through July 2nd, Monday through Friday, 1 to 6 at the Amador Senior Center on New York Ranch Road in Jackson. A public reception will be held Saturday, June 26th, 4 to 6. To learn more, visit amadorarts.org.
And no-cost COVID-19 testing is still available Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Health and Human Services Building off Conductor Boulevard, Lower Ridge Road. Drop-in testing is available. Testing staff will approach your vehicle with the instructions. Now, registration may also be accessed through the county website. And that, my friends, a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.